Good afternoon and welcome to today's Daily Message of Hope here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. This is Father Stosh Daly joining you on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio as we draw to a close this afternoon. We call to mind that we are in the month of June, the month dedicated to the most sacred heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as such, we're using these daily messages of hope to find within the litany of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the different invocations an opportunity to meditate upon how the Lord fills us with his hope, fills us with that virtue of hope so that we have our confidence in the Lord. Remember that the Litany of the Sacred Heart is traditionally prayed every day during the month of June, the month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And as such, we're just delving into the different invocations given to us in the Litany of the Sacred Heart. The Litany of the Sacred Heart begins, like all other litanies do, by seeking the mercy of the Lord. So as we enter into today's daily message of hope, let us turn our attention to the beginning of the Litany of the Most Sacred Heart. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Today, we meditate upon the invocation in the Litany of the Sacred Heart. Heart of Jesus, source of all consolation, have mercy on us. Today's invocation was chosen by one of our seminarians for the Diocese of Columbus, Sam Severance.
Hey, Father, thanks for having me on.
It was a long introduction to get you live on the mic. So I gave the Litany of the Sacred Heart to Sam, and he chose several different invocations for our consideration during this daily message of hope. And today we're zeroing in on Heart of Jesus, source of all consolation. Sam, what stood out about that particular invocation to you that led you to choose it for today's meditation?
Well, I think there's a number of things that come to mind. I think the first thing is this idea of I guess the best way to put it is we find consolation in our Lord Jesus. And there's a number of different things that we often turn to, at least I'm speaking for myself at this point. When I look for consolation, I sometimes forget to turn to our Lord for consolation. I turn to other things, typically found within the world. And every time that I do that, I always find that they're inadequate, right? There's never a good thing that to turn to and for consolation other than the Lord Jesus. So when we talk about his Sacred Heart and, you know, his human nature and how he understands what our suffering is and how it feels to suffer, I always have to remind myself that I have to turn to him because he really is the only one that's going to be able to console me. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe you could turn to Our Lady and her. Obviously, we talk about the Immaculate Heart of Mary.
Yeah.
But obviously, she redirects us from herself back to the Lord. So again, he's the only one that really can console us.
And it's particularly beautiful because here in Ohio, the title of Our Lady, under which she is our patroness, is Our Lady of Consolation. So we literally say Our Lady is the Mother of Consolation, the Mother of Jesus, who is our consolation. And then in the Litany of the Sacred Heart, we say Heart of Jesus, source of all consolation. So Our Lady leads us to her Son, Jesus, he who is the source of all consolation. He's our consolation in and of himself. We have heard and we've read in Sacred Scripture, especially in 2 Corinthians and in Romans, that God, the creator of heaven and earth, is also the God of all consolation. We understand how many times in the Old Testament, the Lord accompanies the people as their consolation, their source of consolation and strength. You consider how the whole world is against them at times. Even all of creation rises up against them at all times. And yet the Lord is our consolation. Sam, what do you think is the pertinence or the relevancy of this particular title of the Sacred Heart for people of today? Kind of reflecting on one you said, you know, how we all have those hurts and those pains, maybe that emptiness.
Yeah.
And yet here in the Litany, we have this beautiful, powerful invocation, Heart of Jesus, source of all consolation.
Yeah. Well, basically this past year, I think, was rough on everybody. I think I can say that pretty generally, and everybody can relate to it. And I think maybe this year in particular, we all felt kind of our finite nature, right? We felt that we were not going to live forever. We're not you know, we don't find our what's the word? We don't find our, help me out here.
Consolation?
Okay. Yeah, so.
Or we don't find our meaning in the midst of suffering.
I suppose that, yeah, sorry. But yeah. I think that, you know, that obviously that feeling of this is, it's been more in our minds, close in our minds than any other year.
Yeah.
And
just the suffering and the plight of our humanity.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And I think that it's allowed an opportunity, at the very least, for us to run to the Lord as our consolation.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's so true. It also gives us an opportunity to kind of understand the need to have the Lord close to us, especially in our homes, in our own hearts. I mean, the Lord gives us that immediate intimacy just by giving us his name, being able to cry out his name, his most holy name, Jesus, Son of the living God, Son of God, Son of Man, Son of David. I mean, we have all these beautiful titles, but we can just say the name, the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ in those moments of great trial and turbulence. But then the fact that he also gives us his heart in addition to his name gives us a special reason to turn towards having the image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in our homes. You know, not that long ago in time, you'd go into every Catholic household and there would be the image of the Sacred Heart, whether it was the household of a family or the household of an individual, maybe a dorm of young Catholic people living together, studying at college. But they were not afraid to have the heart of Jesus exposed in their place of residence. And it wasn't just that they weren't afraid to have the heart of Jesus there, but they actually acknowledged the need to have the heart of Jesus there. And they were implicitly making a statement that the heart of Jesus is the source of all consolation. You know, I mean, what would you say, Sam, about, you know, the reality of, you know, a young man being away at college, living in a dorm, maybe like you, playing on a sports team, baseball team, and yet you know the church directs our attention to the heart of Jesus, but then the whole world pulls our attention elsewhere.
Away, typically.
Yeah.
I mean, especially as a young college kid, there's a lot of distractions away from the Lord on a college campus. So, yeah, it's, I mean, it really is a challenge at times. But I think that, you know, growing closer to our Lord in prayer and understanding who he is really the key to that, right? Because he pulls us back to himself. And in some way, you know, I don't want to encourage sin or anything like that, but you have to, sometimes, like for me, in my story, I lost sight of that. And when I lost sight of that, I realized the emptiness in some of the things I was involved in, like in your college days and your high school days, right? And in a way, that's a way of redirecting yourselves back to the Lord, because you lost what was important, and then you realize it, and you say, well, I've totally lost my center.
Right.
Christ is not my center anymore, and I need to make him my center. And once that conviction turns in, once you're convicted that you need Christ as your center, it's very fruitful. So
indeed. And it's not always something bad, or it's not always something evil that distracts us. Sometimes it's just the schedule.
Yeah, well, I mean,
for me,
it was baseball, right? Because we're playing baseball on the weekend. I have two games on Saturday, two games on Sunday. You're on the field from 10 a.m. to around 5:36.
Yeah.
It's easy to lose sight of, you know, I need to get to Mass that day.
Yeah, and then that becomes your life.
Well, yeah, and you try to go to the vigil maybe, but then you have two games on Saturday,
right?
So it's like you've totally lost your center.
And yet here we have this title, available to each one of us to, you know, utter within the silence of our hearts or to proclaim with our lips, you know, Heart of Jesus, source of all consolation. It's an interesting thing. Sam, having been in college, played on, you know, a collegiate team, collegiate athletics and whatnot, what would you encourage parents to do of college students for the benefit of the spiritual life of their children?
Yeah. That's a good question. So,
because you're going to get it a lot as a priest.
No, I bet. So,
I mean, thinking about how you were a student and what you had to rise to overcome, you know, and knowing how much your parents, you know, towed the line, they maintained the faith in their marriage and their home.
Yeah. Well, and that's kind of where I wanted to go with it, right? Is that as mom and dads, you have to kind of let your kids be their own people and go to college and learn why the faith is important. So I think the biggest thing for parents is to live the faith out boldly, themselves, and to be convicted in their faith and to welcome questions from their sons and daughters.
Yeah.
And not be scared of those questions and answer them, boldly. And I guess that's the key. Because when you see as a young man or a young woman, your parents living in the faith, well, I respect my parents, right?
Yeah.
I love my parents. So when I look at them and I see them practicing their faith and it's so important to them, well, what's that say about me if I think, I'm not practicing the faith anymore.
Right.
What does that say? What I think that they're involved in.
Yeah.
And that's a really big thing, I think. It's just parents need to cling to our Lord and the kids will see that.
Yeah. So the first thing is to live the faith themselves.
Right.
To live the faith themselves and to make sure that their home is a place of the faith.
Yeah.
And it doesn't become watered down or, broken down or denied or attacked when the questions are asked, but to let the questions be asked when the kids come home. Considering the title of our Lord, the heart of Jesus, source of all consolation, it also kind of gives rise to moms and dads taking consolation in the heart of Jesus when they consider that their children are gone. It's amazing how you can allow someone else's wandering or someone else's questioning or someone else's doubt to become an idol that'll pull you away from the heart of Christ. And it's like, no, the heart of Jesus has to be your consolation. Not allowing the trials and tribulations of someone else in the home to become a distraction. Today, as we bring to a close this message of hope, we invite you to visit the Litany of the Most Sacred Heart today, during this day in the month of June, the month of the Sacred Heart, and every day for the remainder of this month. Turn to the heart of Jesus, the heart of Jesus, the source of all consolation. May the Lord give you his peace.